You are listening to the Hovel audio production of Longing for God, Seven Paths of Christian Devotion by Richard J. Foster and Gail D. Beebe. This book is read by David Cochran Heath. This book is 196 pages long and is divided into seven chapters. This recording was produced in 2009 by Hovel Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Hovel Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with InterVarsity Press, in English as Longing for God, Seven Paths of Christian Devotion, copyright 2009, by Richard J. Foster and Gail D. Beebe, all rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com to offer your impressions of this book and to explore additional titles. Introduction: Recovering the Seven Paths of Christian Devotion. Across time and throughout history, God's love has touched countless people. Often these encounters awaken a spiritual longing in us, and we begin to seek this love more fully and to have it always present in our lives. No matter which approach or path we take, God's presence experienced in fleeting moments creates a longing for God's continual presence that never ends. But history reveals that our desire for this love is seldom fully satisfied. And why does this longing seem so dormant today? In a word, distraction. In his Confessions, Augustine states, "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in Thee." You see, although we need God, we at first do not desire Him. We desire all sorts of other things, those necessary for life, to be sure, but also things we simply find attractive. And so it is only as God touches us with His love that we come to understand the nature of life in a new and profound way. As with many things, our capacity to receive and respond to God's love needs to be developed. For example, even though we have the capacity to read and write, it takes a great deal of effort and assistance to cultivate that ability. Some people never learn to read and write because they never have the opportunity to learn. Likewise, there are countless millions who have the capacity to receive and respond to God's love, but lack the proper opportunity to do so. One key problem we face today is the fact that the cultural environment in Western civilization has become increasingly hostile to Christian faith. Our colleges and research institutions have set religion aside as a worn-out and irrelevant view of the world. When people experience a desire for God, the cultural environment does not encourage any consideration of God, let alone give that desire room to develop. Searching for a Center of Value. As we move deeper into the first decade of the new millennium, there is considerable speculation about what the rest of it will bring. Perhaps we will discover how the mind, brain, and person are connected. Maybe we will uncover the scientific explanation of the origin of life. Or, and here is the greatest hope, we may even discover and agree on the ultimate goals to which we humans should commit our lives. All of this speculation is filled with the hope that somehow we will rediscover a center of value that will provide the meaning, purpose, and direction we so desperately need. At its heart, the search for a center of value reveals a growing desperation in Western civilization, and indeed the entire world. Today there is a growing awareness, reflected in an important body of literature, that we have destroyed the main centers of meaning and value to such an extent that we are left with few resources to cultivate and sustain our common life. At the same time, a significant chorus of writers is seeking to recover the rich spiritual resources that once guided us morally, sustained us spiritually, and satisfied our deep longing for God. At the core of all these works is a concern with the process of spiritual formation. Christian spiritual formation is a God-ordained process that shapes our entire person so that we take on the character and being of Christ Himself. When we are open and responsive to this process, our outer life becomes an expression of this inner formation. Spiritual formation is concerned with the hidden dimension of every human life, the space God has given us to become the person we choose to be. From this hidden space, we make choices that utilize the resources of understanding,